there are four key policy guardrails around what good looks like when it comes to nature-based solutions. The first one is that nature-based solutions are not an alternative to keeping fossil fuels in the ground. Unless we decarbonize all parts of the economy, then the warming that will result will undermine the integrity of the biosphere and turn the biosphere from a net sink of greenhouse gases to a net source of greenhouse gases. So it's really, really important that we decarbonize, that we keep fossil fuels in the ground, and that we also invest in nature-based solutions, but not instead of decarbonisation. It's not an either-or. We need decarbonisation and investment in nature. Moving to the second guideline, we need to invest in the restoration, protection and sustainable management of a wide range of different ecosystems, so not just trees, not just forests, but our wetlands, our kelp forests, our mangrove forests, our coral reefs, our seagrass meadows, our ancient grasslands, our peatlands, all really, really important for both biodiversity conservation and addressing climate change and also supporting jobs. So we need to make sure that those investments recognise that and nature-based solutions are connected, biodiverse, multiple ecosystems. So that's the second guideline. The third guideline is incredibly important. Nature-based solutions must support and champion local rights. That the design and the implementation, the monitoring and evaluating of nature-based solutions must be led by local communities in most cases. Not only is it deeply unethical not to do that, but also those interventions in the natural world, those nature-based solutions won't be solutions at all. They won't be sustained. The fourth one is incredibly important, and that is that nature-based solutions must be explicitly designed to deliver benefits for biodiversity. And by biodiversity, I mean the diversity of life from the level of the gene to the level of the ecosystem, because it is biodiversity that makes our ecosystems resilient. And in a rapidly changing world, we need our ecosystems to be resilient, so they have to take biodiversity into account. But those are the four.